brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So many bad things are happening. I am just completely blown away by the fact that we're actually living in what the old timers talked about for so long. When the world government openly comes out in full view of everybody and tries to set up their planetary government under an environmental dictatorship, under the guise of saving the Earth. It is really happening now, my friends. And the information I have is so important. The news items we have are just so important. I want to try to calmly go over all of this information today here on the radio. And I want to, for the first couple hours, maybe the whole 4 hours, open the phones up for listeners on any issue, any news article, any question, any comment. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you want to laud what I and others are doing, or if you want to attack me, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The country is on the edge of revolution. The question is, what type of revolution is that going to be? The establishment is desperate to make it a polarized political issue of left versus right versus left, black versus white, so that they can divide and conquer and play all of the political anger, play it off against the public instead of the public getting together and bringing justice to the offshore corporations engaged in a criminal corporate takeover of the United States. I'm also seeing just such amazing attacks on free speech here in the United States, just vicious at every level, legislatively, on the internet, on the streets of the United States. And we're seeing such bald-faced lies from the party in power who's busy carrying the ball right now for the globalists, being the Democrats. If the Republicans were in power, they'd be carrying the ball just as viciously against the Republic. But right now, they can try to build their political power base again by posing as if they're against the New World Order. Now, there are some Republicans and some Democrats that are genuine, and a few independents that are genuine. Doesn't mean I completely agree with all their policies, but they do actually represent the people, their constituents, and they actually are not controlled by big corporate global interest. Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Senator Bernie Sanders, a few others. Again, the news and information is just so incredible. My mind is racing on so many fronts. I've been having brainstorm after brainstorm this morning on different points and facets of the news that I want to cover. And we're going to do all that today, but in the spirit of doing things a little bit different, we're just going to open the phones up directly in the next segment with no comment or no editorializing by myself, unless it's in your question, until the second hour of the show. And then I'm going to cover all the news on the government takeover of healthcare front, on the government takeover of all carbon and all human, animal, and plant activity on the planet, on politicians saying it's bad to read the bills now. Before, they would lie and say they'd read the bills. Now they say it's bad to read the bills. The attacks on free speech, Israel saying that they were planning to hit Iran and they still may. All the craziness going on. Big show lined up today. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. That's a great site. JonesReport.com. We'll be right back with your calls and a lot more. Special show today, wide open phones, the people giving us their take.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here today. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. And my lawyer just got off the phone with the U.S. Attorney's Office. I am very, very excited. I do not have to go to that federal court case of some moron that put a threat up against a police officer on my website. Thank God on that front. That's why I was a bit late sliding back into my chair. You know, we really should sometimes have a live cam just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So it's almost like a reality TV show where just randomly during the day we hit a button and it goes live to what's happening behind the scenes. Because it is certainly a 14-ring circus here in the office. Okay, I do want to take your phone calls today. As promised, it is Monday, August 10th, 2009, and we're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv starting in the next hour. And I promise to just C-SPAN journal style, take your calls, have you mention a news article or mention something you've seen on television or heard on radio or something you've witnessed in your community that you think is important I would like to, here on the Alex Jones Journal today, we do this occasionally, specifically throw out a few topics, though, that I would like to hear from you on, but you can bring up any subject you'd like. We're getting confirmed reports that FedEx Kinko's at multiple locations, we're getting this from multiple individuals, will not copy the Obama Joker, saying it is a hate crime, hate speech, and that they will not do anything political. Now, notice 501c3 with churches. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then they came to him in the 50s and said, oh, just sign a form for your tax exemption, not knowing that was a corporate trick to sign them into a contract, agreeing to be a charity, not a church. Now they were outside of the First Amendment and had gone into a charity and had gone into corporate rules created by the Congress. It's the same thing here. So now they're telling businesses, you've got to read what people want copied and be political police, be tattletales. And we have confirmed it's all over the Washington Times, New York Times, Washington Post, and some national media is saying it's good. They're defending it. We, of course, broke this last Sunday. Aaron Dykes, a listener, broke it, sent us an email saying, have you noticed on the White House website that it says that report anybody criticizing the president, cap and trade, health care, report name and number, where they live, report your neighbors for anything fishy about the president, implying, talking about him as illegal. And now we have videos of people coming up and ripping down Obama posters, going after our listeners in the contest all over the country, from San Antonio to New York. We've got the videos. They believe even on poster boards outside businesses where they want people to hang posters, they run up instantly and rip them down. They're literally under equivalent of Soviet or Nazi mind control, believing it's illegal. And they'll say, you're not allowed to criticize the president. So they've got people so dumbed down in America, they believe the First Amendment not only doesn't exist, but is bad. And so you walk into a FedEx Kinko's and they say, no. No. And then they give you a form saying this is political information. We don't allow that now. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I told you about Raymond Teague, went to his Baptist church, big one in Dripping Springs, and they handed it out to everybody. He gave me a copy of it saying no one is to even talk about politics when you're at a church picnic or if you go to after church with friends from the church to a cafeteria or something. You do not talk about politics. I mean, this country is just so fried. And then I read the comments on the YouTube videos as they pull down our videos because they go file fake complaints saying it's calling for murder and calling for hate crimes. And they laugh and giggle and say, criticizing the president, he's black, it's racist. And you think it's a joke, but you click on their handles and you go and it's pro-Obama pages that have actually produced pro-Obama videos. It's not a spoof. It's not a joke. We list some of their names. You can go read them for yourself. They say, Alex is hired by the healthcare companies and big oil. He's evil. Let's ban him. And they're doing it successfully and then celebrating stabbing America and the First Amendment directly in the heart. I mean, these people are complete nuts. Don't you fools understand your whole future is being destroyed? The bankers are raping you. No, they really believe Obama's going to pay for their house and give them a job and pay for their car. You've seen them at all the town halls going, oh, thank you, President. I don't have to worry about my house payment or my car anymore. Meanwhile, they're losing everything they got. Obama works for the New World Order, you people. And it doesn't matter. Commenters will say, hey, Alex Jones confronted Bush. Alex Jones exposed Bush. And they'll put comments up and then links to the videos in the YouTube comments. And they'll scream back at him in the next comment, shut up, liar, it's not true. He's a Klansman. And they'll put a link up. Here's Alex bullhorning the Klan. Shut up, racist white. And then you'll click on it, and it's a white person. Or you click on it, and it's a black person. And, folks, it's real. I've run into Obama supporters, people that I've known for over a decade, who suddenly don't like me. And suddenly actually get wild looks in their eyes and get angry at me. I went to my mother's 60th birthday yesterday. Some of her friends were there. And, it wasn't as bad as some of the other cases, but one guy I've known for many years, he actually started getting mad. when, and I've known this guy probably, I don't know, more than 10 years. I don't know. Probably 14 years, yeah. And, I mean, he just was like, because, see, they invest in the idea that they beat Bush. Bush was corrupt and bad. They repudiated evil. America's still good. Everything's fine. He's going to fix it. And they don't want to hear they were conned. They're invested. This happens over and over again with people that are in Ponzi schemes. You hear about them every week. Usually it's a country club, some middle-class nouveau riche area where people think they're wealthy and powerful because, you know, they got a $1 million house. And a con artist will come into the club and he'll say he's a Rockefeller or a Rothschild. That's usually the MO. You've all seen these national cases. And he'll get a few old ladies to invest and they'll make, you know, 50% return in a year. And the guy will run the scam over a couple years. And by the time he then drops the hammer, he gets everybody to go from investing a few thousand to $1 million. And, you know, he might take 30, 40, 50 people in the area. He might take them for $50 million, take everything they've got, and he skips town. And they still believe, when they go to court about it, they still think it was a real investment. Even as the FBI explains it was a fraud, they just think he stole the investment money. You know, understand what I'm saying. They really think the guy posing as Rockefeller or Rothschild or Astor. I mean, when I was going to college, there was a guy doing this to people. And I was telling people in college, no, it's a scam. Don't let him borrow your car. Don't give him money. And then they'd always laugh. You're just jealous. I know an Astor. You know, I had a girl friend who had a friend who I knew real well, who this guy was, you know, going out with her. He was having sex with her. He was getting money from her. You know, she was a little wealthy, you know, college girl. And I said, it's a scam. He's not really an Astor. You know, she thought that's how the con game works. She thought she'd found the meal ticket because, you know, that's what they send these, you know, young rich girls to find somebody else, another rich family, like for like. And, oh, my gosh, she'd found an Astor. And when they were all said and done, the guy was able to even con the family. And I forget, it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the next year that this guy sucked out of her. And he was sucking off a couple other little rich girls. Because they're always down and out, and they need a little help because they're, you know, because their parents are being mean to them, and, you know, won't give them their $200 million inheritance they're supposed to get. And it's all a scam. The guy's name is Bob Smith, you know. But it doesn't matter. Even after they get scammed, they will get mad at you. I remember. I mean, I was in college, but I wasn't a fool. I knew the classic con game. I guess because I read the newspaper and I'd you know, heard about it. Or hell, they even have TV shows and dramas where they show what con artists do. I think I learned about it from TV. But they didn't want to believe they were being conned. And it's the same thing with Obama. And so even after they get taken for all this money, they still believe, oh, no, I really invested with an heir to the Rockefeller fortune. He just skipped town with all the investment money he'd made. No, he never invested the money. He used the scam money he had from other Ponzi schemes he'd run to drive a nice car, to live in a house in the neighborhood that he was renting, and to scam you. And there's a sucker born every minute. They like it. They like being scammed. As long as the person's wearing a suit and a polo shirt, they want to be defrauded. It's the same thing. Obama's a slick Mac Daddy con artist, smooth-talking, you know, slow-walking, smooth-talking scam artist, and they love it, and they're going to get hurt bad. They're going to get hurt real bad because they love being defrauded. They love being pimped. They love being scammed. They love being taken for a ride. They love being delusional. All right, I said I'm going to take nothing but calls. I am. I'm done ranting. I'm done. I've just got all this news, all these points I want to make. We're going to go to D in Kentucky, Steve in Chicago, Lenny in New York, John in Tennessee, Mark in Georgia, and a lot of others. When we get back after this quick break, we're going to give each caller a minute, move to the next person. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say. I got a little more crude term, but I won't use that one if something happens to the Admiral, but we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Big show, massive phone calls, massive news straight ahead.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., abbreviated transmission on your calls right now. Coming up next hour, I'm going to lay it out. The country is already in revolution. The question is, what type of revolution will it be? I certainly hope and am working for peaceful. The establishment is provocateuring and wants it to be violent. So we need to remain calm and not give in and catch them setting people up as we've been doing, and then further discredit the enemy foreign banks. That's all this is. Corrupt corporate banking takeover. They want Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other. Obama was the bait the whole time. Tarpley was absolutely right about how they were going to have youth brigades and thugs beating people up and how they wanted to create racial division and play the race card. He was absolutely right. Every day I just get more respect for Tarpley. It's stunning, the two books he wrote about Obama before the election. They're both absolutely correct. Okay, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to D in Kentucky. D, you're on the air.
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission. What's on your mind?
Well, just calling to give you an update on what's going on here in Kentucky. Well, as I reported the first time, they were having us move off the Army Depot by next year. Now they've moved it up to the end of this month.
Having who move off the Army Depot?
What's that?
Have who move? I don't remember what you said last time you called. What's going on at an Army Depot? What are you doing at an Army Depot?
I work for a company out of Lexington, Kentucky, and our warehouse is at the Army Depot. They rent a building from the Army at Bluegrass Station.
Yes, and now I remember, and you saw all the police equipment being put in Humvees, and you just hadn't given us that much information before that you worked there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I wanted to double check. I did upload the video to my computer and sent them in to the email you gave me off the air and also sent them to another one. And I just want to make sure y'all got those.
But, well, obviously somebody wasn't reading the email. Tell me off air where you sent it to and what day, and I'll have the guys dig it out and find it.
Okay. Not a problem.
Just can you resend the attached email right now?
Sure. No, it would be later this evening before I get a chance to do that.
Yeah, why don't you just send it to Jaron Neihart, but I think he sent it to Show Tips, and I don't think we ever got it. ShowTips@Infowars.com. Send it there.
Name that you gave me.
Okay.
It was an individual's name. But to give you an idea of what's happening now, just real quick, because I know you got a lot of calls, they're having us move because the L3 Communications in Lockheed Martin are, I don't know, tripling, 100% expanding. They're hiring 8,000 to 10,000 people. And they're coming in here to improve our the new national security plan that they have for us. So, yeah, we're having to move it at the end of the month now.
Well, let me ask you, they are confirming then that all these Humvees with police equipment are for domestic operations?
No, we have no confirmation of that. I do have two inside people, one that actually does work for Lockheed Martin, and he works for the nuclear division, the gas diffusers plant, in Paducah, Kentucky, and the other one actually works for L3 but was just fired the other day, and I don't know what reason he was fired for. I haven't been able to make contact with him since then, but I'm trying to get him to release some kind of information to me to get confirmation of what's going on. I've even got more video footage of Bluegrass Station, of all the others. They've had these large, mysterious containers come in. They've been paving all the grass, like the grass median. They're paving all them for parking lots. There's a lot of construction going on. We're in a 44,000 square foot warehouse. We're having to condense out of here by the end of the month because of all the military personnel coming in, the civilians that are going to be hired by the government. Obviously the government's just, you know, getting bigger and bigger when we were told it was going to get smaller and smaller, but.
Absolutely. The real economy is being destroyed by design. Everything's being folded into the government so that the profits of the government/private industry agreements can be conduited to smaller and smaller hands. And it's just government is exploding in size. It's all being done by design. And God help this country. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to find the date you sent that, and I'm going to go out and ask the individual you sent it to where the email is, and then I will get that to Kurt Nemo and the guys and get that up. Did you write a brief synopsis with the video you sent?
Yes. I sent one video to you, gave me an individual's name and had it sent it to him. I only got to get one video uploaded, and I wrote a little synopsis on that one. But I got three videos uploaded for the one that I actually sent to the InfoWars news tip.
And when did you send that?
That was this past Thursday evening.
Yeah. I'm gonna put you on hold and have the guys talk to you. We just got to get more people going through the scene, though.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, we took one call.
George Strait.
And the call's a great caller about where they're gearing up all these Humvees at a military base with police equipment. Now, I have the Marines and regular Army and National Guard running real checkpoints in America searching U.S. citizens, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and the Army Times and Northcom have all announced that they plan to, quote, take on American terrorists, gun owners, veterans, and militia members, and forcibly inoculate us. That's all ABC News, Fox, CNN. And so when you hear about them gearing up all these Humvees and things with police computers and police equipment, that's probably for the United States, but we don't know. Regardless, we do know that they're out conditioning the public to accept this, and it's just absolutely out of control. And we do know that the media is trying to say it's bad that citizens are going to town halls and voicing their displeasure with the government. That's what town halls are for, so they can, quote, hear what you want. But no, they've actually been little patty cake meetings where they try to co-opt the public into submitting. But as the public loses all their liberties and freedoms and their bank accounts and their houses, and then their kids get drafted into compulsory domestic and foreign military service, and as CIA takes over the local communities publicly, you hear all the radio and TV ads, I mean, this is it. We're going like China during Mao or Germany during Hitler. It's really happening. And so as we convert to this system, they're just going to cancel town halls. And it's now being announced in USA Today and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and other papers that they're canceling most of the town halls and meetings. So, and they're going to go ahead and close down the Capitol. That's why they've already built a visitor center you get to visit. Now they're getting ready to shut down visiting the Capitol for the slaves. If you jump through 500 hoops, you might be able to see it. And they're going to lock down all the counties and cities, and we're going to be a giant third world cesspit with police that'll pull you over and blow your head off on the side of the road. I mean, this is what we are now. We're owned by offshore criminal banks that stole the country, and the police are here to make sure the ownership continues fraudulently. Of course, the cops don't know that. I was talking to a former Austin cop who quit this weekend. And he had been in there 2 years, and he just quit because he said, yeah, they just tell us to beat up people on 6th Street, beat up young women, and we're told to just absolutely put the fear of God into people. We're told to be brutal. We're told to be abusive. We're told to do this. And you're promoted if you do. And this is what's happened to America. We're now controlled by criminals. And it's also foreign banks can fully have their way with us. These foreign banks launder the drug money. They ship the heroin and cocaine in. They own the big drug companies that push all the psychotropics on the public. We're run by criminally insane criminals. And I'm not anybody's enemy, the police, the military, anybody. I know most of you are just manipulated and brainwashed like everybody else. Or if you are awake, you're scared and don't know what to do, and you try to just do a good job, keep your head down, so you never get promoted. And you see scum getting promoted. I understand. And I'm not in a, as they say, a pissing contest. It's the only way to describe it with people. I wish it wasn't like this. But we got a bunch of macho, hardcore criminals who all one-up each other. In fact, later in the third hour, I'm going to read from these court transcripts about Blackwater, the raping little girls in big gang rape parties, the swapping each other's wives. And a lot of people I noticed in the media are commenting, going, sounds like fun, you know, in these mainstream news articles that are posted. Do you know how it destroys? Because, you know, the Iraqi children, they're abusing, they're subhuman to the public. So the public doesn't care. You know, they've made them subhuman, so it's funny. But then they get back, reportedly in these federal cases, to Blackwater headquarters. And it talks about how they wife swap in these big orgies. And people think that's cute and funny. See, once you become evil, you can't even recognize evil anymore. I can't think of anything grosser than swinging. I mean, you're supposed to love this woman. You're supposed to... it's just very animalistic, very primitive. It ruins marriages. Can you imagine how evil it is in these families that have kids? And a lot of people right now think I'm a wimp. You know, to them it's a macho, tough thing to sit there and watch a bunch of men have sex with your wife. No, it'd be easy to go do that. It's beyond caveman level. It'd be easy to be an animal. It'd be easy to go out and rob banks and kill people and rape women and, you know, get into all that stuff. It'd be easy to turn over to the dark side. But it destroys societies. Everything then falls apart. And so it's all coming home to roost. The DynCorp child kidnapping rings, all of it. The kidnappings exploding all over the U.S. now. The country's gone. Now, the only way we can get it back is to wake up to this evil and break the spell we're under, break the trance we're under. I mean, I read the Army reports about how they rape children with battery acid objects in front of their parents. This is confirmed. And then, oh, Obama's going to investigate Camp X-Ray. Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo is the diversion camp. It's the decoy camp. The real camps are at black sites all over Europe and Central Asia and inside Iraq. And they do have a real black site inside the Camp X-Ray facility at Guantanamo as well, where that stuff goes on. See, it's all part of theater. They'll give you their little event over here. Meanwhile, they just like doing this. So not only do they like stealing the trillions, they like having giant rape dungeons where they get to Jeffrey Dahmer little kids. And then they make your hero Jack Bauer, who tortures people's kids in front of their parents. And then we all become psycho devils All right, I said I'm taking calls, and I'm out of control. But see, my brain is just storming with thousands of pieces of info like this. Steve in Chicago. Steve, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, you've got a lot of nerve. You cut people off to talk about
I'm going
to
cut you off right now. You know why I'm cutting you off, Steve? I don't censor people's calls, and I don't screen calls. But you call every time and say that basically I'm covering up for racist Obama, and you put out your little white pride signals and all that. And I just don't have time for you. I want to get to some new callers. And so, fine. You call every day. You're the first person to call. Call once a week. You get one call a week, Steve. Lenny in New York. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, Alex, what's up? I heard on your show that someone wrote about a nine-month rule that an incoming president has 9 months to stage a crisis to rally the people around him. I don't know who wrote that.
It was Milton Friedman.
Did Clinton use that when he tried to bomb the World Trade Center the first time?
Yes.
That was the first 9 months. Well, between that nine-month rule, Jen Napolitano saying that the swine flu is going to hit hard in the fall, and Henry Kissinger saying the guns are going to be grabbed by September, I think they're going to move in the next few months, so we'll be on red alert, you know, as patriots.
Well, that's the big news in the next hour, yes. Everything's coming together. They've got to stage a terror attack or a new war, something big, probably going to be the flu. But they got a lot of different agendas going, a lot of different balls in the air. It's kind of like a quarterback who's got four balls in his hand and he throws them to four different people. You know, they cheat. They don't play by the rules. Is one of those four going to make it to the touchdown? I don't know. But I know that they got four different cards, maybe more they can play, and everything's coming together, Lenny.
I couldn't agree anymore.
God bless you, sir. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'd just like to say I appreciate your show, and I hold you in the highest esteem. You're right up there with Robert Welch and some of the other great patriots. I just wondered if I could. A friend of mine wrote a book in the 70s called The Rapture Cult, and I would just invite all the listeners to go to Google and just key in The Rapture Cult and take a look at this book, because I think that's our biggest problem, Alex. As so many people think, well, yes, I know the whole country's going to hell, but, you know, Jesus is coming next Tuesday. And I think this book exposes that the conspiracy invented this religion. It's a new religion, less than 100 years old. I'm talking about premillennialism.
Exactly. It only got big in the last 120 years. The Rockefeller Brothers Foundation publicly, this is mainline history, funded the National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches to teach this. They funded all the big groups that promote it. And the whole Bible is about standing up to evil, saying no, standing up to the king. And then they take Romans 13 and say, no, you've got to submit to government, do whatever it says. And that's why now FEMA runs over 26,000 preachers that we know of secretly, but now it's been declassified, telling their flock to submit to government, do what they say, take the inoculations, go to the FEMA camp. And so all these Christians are saying, yeah, it's the end of the world. I don't have to warn my neighbor, or I'm going to go ahead and give my little kid shots, even though it's going to make them have convulsions or whatever, because it's of the Lord. I should just trust in God. And that's the opposite of what the Bible actually teaches.
Yes, that's the devil telling them to do that. And if I could, I'd just like to mention a quote by Robert Welch. I know you know who Robert Welch was, Alex, but in the 1960s, Mr. Welch, who was had a Baptist background, but he said the communists only need 3% of anything to control it. And he said right now, this was in 62, I believe, the only place where they have 3% is the Protestant clergy. So, and then you can see up in the 70s, Hal Lindsey's book and all this stuff, and now look at us now. You know, we've nearly lost our republic, and I believe because the population believes this nonsense that Jesus is their handyman and he's going to solve all their problems while they sit on their ass. So, anyway.
No, I agree with you. God. Go ahead.
Google and just key in the Rapture Cult and read this book. You know, you may not like it, but you may like it. But I guarantee you there's a lot of people that listen to you, Alex, and they agree with you. But they've been mind controlled by this conspiracy that, I may be going against God's will if I try to stop you know, what this this evil.
Well, why does Revelations then talk about the saints, you know, standing up against the Antichrist and the massive conversions and the waking up that's going to happen? I mean, the rapture cult had already taken hold by the 1930s and 40s, and people all over submitted. In China, the Christians laid down to Mao. They used the Romans 13 rapture cult. And they, I mean, under Romans 13, not just the rapture cult, the founding fathers are bad. And I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. If I've probably had 1,000. I mean, literally, I get it every day, year after year, so it is in the thousands, saying, I'm of the devil, and so are the founding fathers, because they stood up against King George III. These people are in members of a cult. And I agree with you. The biggest thing holding us back is fake Christians not doing their job, going along with corruption, going along with evil, and copping out. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Who's up next here? Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
God bless. I got lots of things. I'll try to be concise. I was thinking that humor is it can get a message through that kind of gets around people's, like a quip is a short joke that makes a point. You know how I know that George W. Bush is a good born again Christian? Because he quotes scripture almost as well as Satan himself. listen, I was thinking you do news is about ready to come online. So rather than cursing the darkness by saying what YouTube has done, and I agree, well, YouTube may be costing themselves a lot of traffic. So let's promote You Do News. And when I get that disabusement project where basically lies only have power when people believe them. And the thing is, I've studied out the manipulation tactics, and I'm trying to explain to people the objective facts don't matter to a mind that's obstructed. And if you understand how these tricks work, you have a fighting chance of, you know, basically bringing the truth to light. Speaking of which, I agree with your assessment of the institutional church. Did you know that Keith Green is buried there in Texas? And he zealously spoke out against the apostasy of the church. And I read something that suggested that maybe the plane crash that took the life of him and two of his kids. He's buried in the Garden Valley Baptist Church Cemetery around Lindale, Texas. And his music, I would just suggest, I just want to encourage, season according to taste. I trust you're working on being a bit more gracious about people who have feedback and perhaps concerns and corrections for you. And I appreciate that you're working on maintaining your composure, and you recognize that in your anger do not sin. And basically, you know, it's written basically, you know, that you want to basically, you don't want the anger to contaminate your message where people dismiss what you're saying.
You know, I went to my parents' Methodist church this weekend, and that was actually what the pastor's sermon was about. And it was actually yesterday, and I actually agree with you. The anger reaches out and gets a lot of people to wake up. And, you know, Jesus himself got angry at the money changers. I think there's a time for anger, but I do think it should be more sparing because I tend to spin out. I tend to just get so frustrated by it all that I'll stop working in the fields to plant seeds and just start screaming. And that does lead to some things that are bad. I appreciate your call. So, yes, I agree with you. But you know what? I'm not perfect, and I've been the most effective person out there at waking people up. And I think that you can't argue with success. But at the same time, I'm not happy being purely angry with the system. And I feel I have more discernment and I'm stronger when I actually am just saddened by the elite and their minions and the things they do. Because they're very unhappy people. But I also then get angry at the crimes they commit and at the innocent people they hurt. I mean, every time I look into the eyes of innocent children, not just mine but others, I just see everything good in the world and everything loving and sweet and decent. And I don't like how my mind has been contaminated with even having to study the New World Order and having to know all the evil things they do. Because you've got all this good going on one hand and all this beauty and love and innocence, and then you've got all this wickedness on the other. that I'm forced to focus on and cover because we do have to expose it. But I want to run to the hills. I want to, you know, buy some shack in West Virginia or the Ozarks in Arkansas or and literally just run to the hills and just hide my head in the ground and just go outside and listen to the insects. And, you know, the birds tweeting. Believe me, I am overloaded. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of the evil and how they're crawling all over us. But I can't run to the hills because they're going to track me down there if I do, and all of us. This corruption is seeking everybody out. It actually looks for people at a spiritual level. This is like a spiritually guided thing. It's like a cruise missile that's precision guided. It's looking for people that want to hide from it. So the best way to face it down is to go head up against it with everything you got. And so that's what I'm doing. And yeah, it'll be ugly sometimes, but that's the way it is.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most countries are run by criminals. They're overrun by thugs. The people are in absolute squalor because the elites won't allow anyone to have any wealth of themselves as a tool of control. That's what oligarchies do. And we have been infested. We have been taken over. And you are going to see the fall of this republic completely into absolute irrevocable squalor within the next 4 or 5 years if we don't start reversing things. But the corruption and the abuse is waking people up, and so they're showing up, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, people who've never been politically involved, they see the bills aren't being read. They see all the corruption. They see Obama lying about everything he said he would do. He promised all this transparency. He's more secret than Bush now, 7 months in. So they're getting upset, and then they're getting physically attacked and arrested. And then they hear the media saying, oh, you're all just working for George Bush, and the people are getting mad. So the revolution's on. I'm going to continue taking your calls, and then 20 minutes in the next hour, I'm going to break down the revolution that's coming. And we decide which way it's going to go and a lot more. But let's continue with your calls right now. Jack in Vegas, you disagree? Head of the line, go ahead.
Yeah, is this Spider-Man? You said you're
Spider-Man. Go ahead. You're on air. You know what? Hold on. Put him on hold. You know something? I had a caller who, quote, disagreed earlier, and I hung up on him because he calls every day. But and you can call up and disagree with me. But I've noticed that when I saw the Obama supporters pulling down the Obama posters that our listeners put up, they would scream and yell and laugh and say childish things. So if you want to just call me Spider-Man or whatever and make five-year-old jokes, you have no point. Tell me what I'm lying about. Tell me where I'm making something up. Tell me where I'm wrong. Come on, give me some facts here if you disagree, buddy.
Trying to. You said your spider sense, your spidey sense has never been stronger about a false flag. Well, we finally got you pinned down on a prediction. You said this is going to be the big week that the government's going to launch a bio attack or a bombing. True or false?
Well, no, I've said coming into the fall that I feel that they're going to have to pull something big. And I've said all sorts of false provocations. I've said I don't know what type it's going to be, but I said yes. I believe I said last Friday or was it Sunday that I think they're going to pull something maybe next week in the next few weeks. Absolutely. And now we're discovering what it is. New York Times, Washington Times, and others confirming that they're telling union thugs to go out and attack people. And then people parse that and say, I'm saying I'm against unions. No, I'm saying thugs from certain unions, thugs of unions. See, so if you're going to play semantical games, we can play them here, too. But yes, yes, you finally got me pinned down on something because I'm on the radio. People always act like what's said on the radio is some secret that just they found. And yes, I'm saying I think they're going to stage events. Maybe they're going to let somebody out of a mental institution who goes to one of these town halls and shoots people. Maybe they're going to have the cops bust somebody with a pipe bomb in a parking lot. They've done this stuff before in the mid-1990s. The feds, when this same thing was happening, bombed Oklahoma City as a pretext. We have DHS reports demonizing in the Fed protesters, demonizing gun owners, demonizing veterans. And, yes, I think they're going to try to demonize people who are shutting down these town halls. And the reason they're getting shut down is the politicians run off the stage when everybody starts booing them. It's the majority, the vast majority booing them. What is it you don't understand that I told people 6 months ago that coming up in the summer, you were going to see a mass awakening and that the people were going to start taking over public events? Did you not see that prediction come true, Jack?
I disagree with you about the timing, not the fire itself.
Look, my spidey senses are off the charts, and we all have them. When I say spidey sense, I don't actually mean I walk around on buildings, and you know it's a figure of speech. Stay there, okay? What I'm saying is, I am freaked out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.